We had ridden out some storms before and never considered the magnitude of this one.
And when it hit like about 2:30.
In the morning. The wind whipped up. You can hear the wind. And, of course, we've got the aluminum soffits and whatnot. They were making noisy, creaky. It was weird, you know, dark.
You could hear upstairs, you know, noises.
And that wasn't too bad till we actually heard the top of the chimney go. We heard it hit the
deck
in the back.
And I went out there. It really wasn't raining or anything.
Okay. Maybe there was some water in the street, which isn't unusual.
There's our pens.
Because usually we would get water on a heavy rain, and if the lagoon comes up, the street drains drain the lagoon. So that wasn't uncommon.
And this stayed just the way it was. Just the water stayed.
Just didn't move. So we went to bed. We got up. Like I said, we heard the thing hit in the back. And the rain was coming down the chimney. Mm. Of course, top off. So we went and got towels. She went in here to get some more towels. And the rain was coming down the pipe for the water heater. Put more towels there. Well, then I had another water heater in my bedroom. We went in there, and it was already coming. We were putting towels. I stepped back, and I says, I'm in water. Now, I had just looked out in the street. There was nothing there. Okay? I come out here. And the water was up to the top step.
Yeah.
Where we got the water as it came up through the floor. Came up from underneath the house.
Through the floor.
Through the floor.
And through the
bench.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And we wound up, over the course of the night, we had about 8 inches in here. There we had about 1.5 feet. But, of course, then the insulation and the sheetrock, they're like a sponge. They actually drew water halfway up the wall. The situation with the wells is this. The wells were contaminated. Portions of
seawater.
Tom's River have wells. Just this neighborhood in particular. Well, along with some of them being contaminated by seawater, Geiger, or old chemicals and whatnot. These weren't bad. They're not bad with water softeners and whatnot. You can use them. We have pretty good water. But the wells got contaminated from the top down. The water fed through the wells into the aquifers.
All that dirty,
Okay. Stinky
water.
So some people have come and they've pumped their wells. Others haven't. So what's happening now is as the cleaner wells draw from the aquifers, the dirty wells are feeding the aquifers.
Mm. So if those people across the lagoon aren't
don't pump,
their wells,
it could be months and months and months before this will ever clear up.
But it's almost as if people have forgotten that somebody
lives
here
all
the time.
That's
the only lights that were here were us and one house over there. And you could hear the generators.
I realized
the generators were running.
I realized the situation some of them have. They're second homes. They can wait to fix them or finish them or whatever. Or they've got to wait for insurance, that kind of thing. But the people who live here have to do it now. If they want to stay. Jersey will get back. Like I said, they're tough.
But it's going to take a long time.
I love Christy. I love him. I love him to death. He just doesn't take any crap from anybody. Okay? And that's what we need now. If we ever needed that, we need it now.
What do you think of that phrase, Jersey strong?
Jersey is strong. Jersey has bounced back from, a lot of things. A lot of crap, a lot of storms that we've had before and things. Nothing quite as devastating as this. But Jersey held tough. Even through the New York incident and whatnot. Jersey was a man they poured in there from Jersey City and Bayonne and all over hell and creation. Jersey's always responded. it never walked away or shrugged its shoulders from anything. And Jersey will respond to this, and he'll come back,
oh,
and he'll be stronger for it.
This-